Welcome to BrainMachineNetwork.com.
It's out of what word does she make some noises?
Oh, grrr, grrr.
She's that one.
Yeah, I got it. She's it's in the face because she lowers her upper lip.
She's like a Bronx pigeon.
Uh-huh. I got big fake tits.
Do you think her tits are fake?
Yeah, she talks about how they're fake.
Nice, dude.
Is her ass fake? I don't know. She hasn't mentioned it. I'm not a huge fan of her, like, social media wise, or like, I don't, like, look at anything she's ever done or
you don't
listen to her music.
Actively follow Cardi B on social media?
No. But someone I used to talk to was obsessed with it and would always post their stuff.
Are we recording?
I don't give a shit.
Who is it? That's why I wanted to know if we were recording.
Okay, I'll tell you later.
Do you want me to...
No, I don't give a shit. No, I don't give a fuck.
You just tell me later. Oh, I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, but...
You, like, dated them.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But, yeah, it's like... Yeah, you're kind of funny, and then you, like, listen to him talk a little more, and you're like, nah, not really. You're just, like, make a bunch of noises and faces.
Yeah.
But that's half a comedy right there, baby.
Yeah. I mean, Cardi B reminds me just of, like, every girl I went to high school with. So I'm like, yeah, your charm is lost on me.
Sure. Yeah.
Your charm is lost on me because you would fucking get in my way while I was trying to walk to class, and I'd be late.
Yeah. You know who I mix.
Who do you mix?
I miss Foxy Brown.
Why?
I'm just thinking of, like, female rappers.
Oh, okay.
Foxy Brown was
I thought you were, like, friends with her or something.
No, I wish I was friends with her. No, I'm not going to waste it. I have a thing where, like, it's in my head, obviously. It doesn't exist because wishes aren't real.
Yeah.
But there's a theory I have in my head where there's, like, a fucking fairy flying around. It's invisible.
Yeah.
And it's, like, too busy to, like, help everyone or, like, wait around. So, like, whenever it hears wish, it's like, all right, boom, got it. And you're like, I wasted the wish.
Now I'm fucking friends with Foxy Brown.
And you're like, all right, lady. This is, what, probably 47 or something at this point, 45?
Yeah.
Nothing crazy, just like a woman.
she's just like a lady.
She's like a lady.
Who, like, works in a lawyer's office or something.
Yeah, she's like a associate producer.
I wonder what Foxy Brown does for money now.
I always get curious to people who, like, I mean, she was a full-on musician, but, like, that's obviously didn't make enough money to, like, fucking cruise on for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
People have to do something else.
And it sounds like I'm talking down where I say she was marginally famous, but...
No, I'd kill to be marginally. I'd kill Leif to be marginally famous.
I'd kill Leif. Mm-hmm. Yep. Uh-huh. Yep. Yes, I would.
Marginal sounds great.
Yeah.
I think marginal is a sweet spot.
That's the thing. I would love to be famous enough where someone just goes like, hey, man, this sandwich is on me.
Yeah. It's funny that your dream is just free meals.
Uh-huh. I could also just like get
Because you said this before. You're like, I just want to get some free food sometimes.
Yeah. I could also just like make more friends who work in restaurants.
That's true.
But that seems like work.
It does seem like a lot of effort. I think like I feel bad, but like, yeah, like A-listers, it's like that's a fucking hard life, oddly enough.
I would love to be C-list.
Yeah, C-list is great.
I honestly would just like to not be poor. I don't really care about fame.
Sure.
As much as I would love to have drinks in the refrigerator.
Ooh, different types of drinks. That was like my favorite part of Cribs when they showed you their fridge.
I loved it.
And they had like a bunch of like a little line of Red Bulls and like a line of like Cokes.
Yeah.
And like a line of like what is the fucking champagne shit they like? Cristal laid out.
Yeah.
I don't drink that, but it's nice to have in the fridge.
Yeah, I'd like to
That's
have.
That's my favorite part.
I'd like to have a nice bottle of Cristal in the. Mm-hmm. But then Cristal was like, hey, we kind of don't like black people. And they're like, what?
Cristal said that? I mean, I don't. So. I know they didn't say those exact words.
Yeah. But like, I think it's a thing where
they pulled some Tommy Hilfiger shit.
Yeah, but not even. But the Tommy Hilfiger thing was Ralph Lauren.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But I think that was also a myth.
I mean, it's a really easy way to fuck up your competitor is just start like, some racist rumors about them.
Let me double check.
It's like, I think Lacoste is transphobic. People are like, really? And like, I heard it. And like, oh wow, interesting. That little alligator is a fucking asshole.
The alligator only attacks Cubans.
Oh, they're like really
it's specifically
huh,
racist.
Interesting. Okay. Interesting. Welcome to a Little Time Podcast.
Hey.
Oh boy, is it us and is it this podcast? This is the country's only podcast that has hosted by two ex-XFL players.
Hello, it's me. He hate me.
And it's me, one of the other players, Vince McMahon. I don't know. A little time. My name is Diego Lopez.
I'm Micah Brucey.
And we are your hosts, and we are best friends and roommates.
Hello.
We're both. I'm going to pretend I've never heard of the podcast or of either of us. And we're both comedians here in the tri-state area. And if we're being honest, mostly New York. And if we're being really honest, probably just Bushwick.
No.
All right. No.
No.
I can't remember the last time I did new comedy in Bushwick.
The other day.
No, I did a show.
The other day.
The other day. Okay. Anyway. This is our podcast where we talk to each other and sometimes other people, but then sometimes those people cancel because they're rude. And it's just going to be us. So, as always, we start the podcast off with a poem. Dear little lady in the water, why your shoulder's so cold and dry? Oh, this isn't really a poem. This is more like a song I'm doing.
Yeah, that was definitely a song.
I'm sorry.
apparently the...
That was really biding time for Mike to fucking research
something. The managing
something.
Director of Cristal viewed the hip-hop culture as unwelcome attention.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty like undercover racism right there. Unwanted attention. You know, a company doesn't want attention. Man, what a fuck. I don't know, man. I don't. It's funny because a lot of the times, especially rap culture, is like about getting these certain items that are very sought after and expensive. It's like those people are probably racist. It's like to get to that level, not to get to that level, but like. That old money or like, you know, just like Cartier, how do you say Cartier?
Cardi B.
That's fun. He tied it around.
Mm-hmm. And that's a herald. Good night and good luck.
I'm running around the table to end the
good
scene.
Good morning, Vietnam.
Yeah, so I'm never really surprised when those kind of like super wealthy or expensive brands are like, hey, you know what, we don't like you.
I'm not surprised when anyone is anything. I've never been surprised.
You've never been surprised?
I've never, when someone's like, oh man, this guy was racist. And I'm like, sure.
Yeah, of course he was.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not supporting it. I'm not saying he should be.
I don't think it's good, but I also am not like, what?
Yeah.
A guy said something incorrect?
Mm-hmm.
You got to be kidding me.
Yeah. I can't remember the last time where I was like really shocked. Yeah, I've never been shocked. Is that true? When was the last time I was shocked about something?
I mean, I am shocked sometimes. I guess with like the...
Oh, the Jared from Subway. That's pretty shocking.
Yeah, I guess.
And
you're like, whoa! Whoa!
Maybe a dungeon of adult porn.
Yeah,
but not
oh
a dungeon of kiddie
God.
Porn. It's funny, it gets classified as a dungeon in my head.
Yeah,
anytime
I don't
there's
know
a lot
why.
Of porn, it's just
I see it as like a...
It's dungeonous.
You ever been in like a... Like a big like a office building or something, and you see their like their internet kind of
like a server room.
The server room.
No, but I've seen them in pictures.
Yeah,
I've never worked in an office.
Whenever I think of someone having a lot of child porn, it's always in a big server room,
an
like
Ocean's
that.
11 type room.
Yeah.
With wires going from the ceilings.
Oh, wasn't? Oh no, I gotta tell you a joke I heard later.
Yeah, that's right.
Just like I'm not gonna just talk about someone's joke on.
I like doing it. If they're friends, I'll do it.
No, not a friend.
Okay, then. Then fuck them. I think that was the last time I was really shocked by the news. I'm trying to think. What else? What some things have happened? I guess that's about... The bow's a big one.
Yeah. Yeah, when big. Someone's like, hey, man, this guy hasn't been paying taxes, you're like, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, of course
Why
he isn't.
Would you?
Like, get out of here.
Stop. I would... There's nothing I wouldn't want to do less than pay taxes.
Yeah. Maybe,
Let's see, because any of the Me Too stuff, nothing really shocking.
The Weinstein ones were pretty...
The Weinstein one was bad, like...
Worse than I would have guessed, but if someone's like, hey, this guy's kind of shitty to women, I'm like, look at his fucking face and body and how he treats people.
Yeah. Oh, a very rich guy in Hollywood is rude to women?
Yeah.
I think what he did was a little bit more than rude.
More than rude, yeah. He's been uncouth?
Yeah. Everyone seemed was a little more than rude.
Yeah.
But I guess the severity of it was... I was taken aback.
Yes, so
by
the severity
of
it and how long he had been doing it is where I'll say I was very much
but to,
terrified.
I think the
curious.
Specific actions have been like, oh... Like have like shocked me, I guess, but I've never. So I've when someone's like this person's bad, you're like, yeah, of course.
I assume the worst of people.
Yeah, I don't do that. I'm not
because I guess the longstanding stereotype jokes made even about Hollywood producers is like, oh, you gotta get ahead, da da da. Like even in Bowfinger, what's her name? Heather Graham.
Heather Graham,
like,
yeah.
Just has her, you know, fucks her way to the top of the movie productions. Like, they're not forcing her in any way, and it's very different, but it's like, that's the way to get ahead, and it's like, you know, yeah. There's always that underlying, I think joke is the wrong word. You get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm a good guy. I'm a good guy, and I'd love to have a gun.
And I'm not a sexual assaulter.
Not at all.
And I'd also love to have a gun.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say I'm a good guy.
Mm. Well, you think it's holding you back from being a good guy?
Everything I've ever thought and done?
Yeah, it's true.
Probably that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think, yeah, because I don't think I'm like a bad person, but I think I'm somewhere in the gray area.
I think you don't have enough money to be a good person.
But I also don't have enough money to be like a really bad person.
Yeah, yeah, it's interesting. Because like whenever I see someone who like can donate a lot of their time or like is doing a lot of like philanthropy,
yeah.
I'm like, oh, that's great. You have a lot of money.
Yeah.
You have
or you don't do anything else.
Yeah,
because my mom.
Thing. Good point.
My mom
point.
Does a lot of like volunteering stuff.
She does. Beautiful, wonderful
She's
woman.
Great, but it's the thing, that's her free time.
Yeah,
that or being on the board at the library.
Oh, she's on the board.
She's on the board of the library.
Give me some books.
I mean, yeah, I guess if you
thank you like, so much. No, that's it. That's okay. All I wanted to know.
It was funny though because my friends live in the same town as my mom.
Yeah,
and they have a child. They have like a small child. And they were just
it was
like,
theirs? Like, it's their kid?
They had it.
Oh, that's cool. All right.
Well,
you kind
well
of
one of
right
them
to,
had
they
it.
Have, like, they,
no, they have a they have
them.
A child.
They have a kid.
They have a small child.
From fucking.
From sex with each other.
From sex with each other.
But they were just like, hey, man, just tell your mom. She's doing a great job at the library. And to be honest, I didn't. I
yeah.
forgot to until right now. See, that's why I'm not a good person.
Yeah.
Because I could at least texted my mom.
Yeah,
be like,
true.
Hey, mom. My friends really like the programming that's happening at the library right now. But instead, I'm like, what if I tweet about cum?
Right.
What if I tweet about cum again?
Yeah. It's never enough.
There's never enough cum.
Oh, I meant tweets about cum. But you know what? I think you're more right than I am.
I feel like sometimes, personally.
Yeah?
I got enough.
You got enough cum?
I got enough.
That's cool.
Coming out.
Oh, coming out. I'm thinking about coming in.
You ever take it and just like...
I'm gonna go ahead and say no, but I want to listen to the rest.
Okay. You ever pop one off?
Uh huh. I've done.
God,
I'm so
damn
far...
it, man! I want to have one episode of this. Fucking...
You brought it up.
I know. It's my brain. It's not you.
All right. Good.
I'm always mad at me.
Yeah. Yeah.
And right. A little bit of you.
Okay.
And definitely late.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you ever take? You ever pop one off?
Well, let's be serious. Like,
listen, I started it.
How'd you get glasses on all of a sudden?
You ever pop one off?
Yeah.
And you're like, this seems like a bit too much came out. And you funnel it back in?
No. I feel like I have had the first thought, but I've never found a funnel to be as non-stick as I'd like.
Pastry bag.
Oh, and you cut the little tip off.
You cut the tip
and
off.
And you squeeze it back in.
And then you can
and
use
you write
the metal,
your name
you can
cursive.
Use the metal tip
metal
to
tip.
Have a different shape.
Mm-hmm.
Star, round, that's it.
That's it. I'll tell you.
Those
star
are the two
round,
shapes.
A triangle? I've never seen triangle.
Never seen triangle. I feel like triangle would fall flat.
That's a very good point.
Because there's not enough.
There's not enough
stiffness in the
yep.
rigidity.
Ooh,
in frosting.
Yeah, that's true. That's the problem with the frosting game this nowadays.
Here's my problem with the frosting game.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, why can't I just eat it?
You can.
Can I?
I mean, if it's vegan. I mean, you can eat it if it's not vegan, but you'd be breaking veganism.
No, I just want to eat it alone.
Go ahead. I think a lot of the country does that. Right
yeah.
Now, especially right now.
I don't think I do that, man. I don't think I can do that.
I think because like
I think that's a falling off of the cliff of
oh for sure
of diet and fatness.
You can't come back from that.
You can't.
Once you open that door, you live in that room.
One time, I knew this girl. I
what?
Mean, I still know who she is. I didn't like forget her.
Uh-huh.
I'd be like, one time I knew this girl, and why did I bring her up? But I knew her, and we were all hanging out at her house one night. And I like walk into the kitchen to get something, and she is bent over.
Yeah,
head in the refrigerator, just eating sour cream.
Oh wow, that's not.
That's a bridge too far.
That's yeah.
That's nine bridges too far. I think.
That's a okay.
It was
so it's
like
gross
a,
to I think eat almost any condiment singularly by itself.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say necessarily sour cream is a condiment, but it kind of is.
Yeah.
I find
it's in
it
the world.
Grosser when it's a savory, for some reason.
So, like sour cream instead
sour
of frosting.
Sour cream instead of frosting. I've seen people just eat butter.
Dude,
that's disgusting.
I don't get it.
What's another one? just gravy by itself. I've never seen heard anyone just eating gravy. Anyway, for some reason find it grosser to eat a savory condiment or a filling, however you want to think of it.
Yeah.
In compared to like a cookie dough or a sour or a, sorry or a frosting.
Yeah.
That is a, yeah, it's definitely a fucking another bridge.
Yeah. Well, that's like.
And look, if you have done these things, I'm not saying you're a bad person. I'm just saying I'm better than you.
Yeah. It's just a thing where you're like, oh, that's like a thing that I can't.
Yeah.
Like, I have had, like, deep, dark food times in my life.
Yeah, that's true.
But I don't think I've ever been just eating condiments.
No. Yeah. That's a different animal.
I definitely have, at multiple times in my life, made toast and then been like, I don't have any butter.
Uh-huh.
But what I do have is mayonnaise.
Okay.
And that's... you're like, it's kind of like a sandwich.
It's kind of, yeah, I mean, it's mayonnaise goes on bread.
It's not great.
That's a natural.
Yeah.
It doesn't, the idea of it on toast, for some reason, a little bit weirder, it's, by itself.
Also, we'll sometimes put potato chips on top of it.
Oh, you fucking lost me on that one.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like that makes it more of a sandwich.
No.
It's a potato chip sandwich.
That's, you can't
or Dorito
just,
sandwich. What about Dorito sandwich?
It's better. I don't know why.
What about Dorito sandwich?
Yeah, it's a little better.
That's
to me.
Better, right?
Has a flavor, different yeah. consistency. Whatever.
Spicy sweet chili.
Look,
Dorito.
My rules are not for everyone in my own head.
I know.
I remember my.
You hit me every day because I break the rules all the time. Apparently,
I don't. We weren't like a very like a sweets house. My parents would never buy really any
brother.
Sweets. But one time, I can't remember why we had a frost like a container of like, what's that brand with a red spoon? The logo
Duncan Hines.
Duncan Hines, I think. A container, a little container of chocolate frosting.
Yeah.
And it was in the cupboard, and I would just like open it and like put a finger in my mouth, like get a finger phone, put it in my mouth, and put, I try to put it away, and like, oh my God, that was so good. And I kind of like go in my room for a little while. I'm like, my mind just there the whole time. Like, when can I go back?
What? So I don't know how my dad got a hold of these things.
Grenades.
He just has two guns with the fucking Rambo bandoleros.
Yeah.
But it was the stuff, because he worked at, when I was young, he worked at this place where he would take garbage and burn it.
Yeah.
And then they would convert it to energy and then sell it to the power company.
Huh.
So I don't know how he got this stuff from that job.
Yeah.
Maybe it was like a guy he knew there or like a company was throwing this stuff out and they're like, this is like fine. But there were these little, I would say they were the size of like the powder in the. And it was like the same kind of bag, like the powder in a box of macaroni and cheese, like that square seasoning. But it was just powder, and you cut it open, and then you would put water in it. So, and there was either grape or lemonade flavor.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could just drink it out of the pouch.
Ooh.
And
that almost sounds like Fun Dip.
It was very, like, very similar.
Mm-hmm.
But, dude, they were just kind of loose in the cupboard with, like, a rubber band around them.
Oh, yes.
So they were just there. And I just remember being like, there's no rules with these things.
Yeah. Like, this is the old West now.
The amount we had should have lasted us for a while. Mm-hmm. And I think I crushed it in like a week.
Oh, my God.
Because it was the summer.
Yeah.
And I was just around the house. Mm-hmm. And I was probably like, I was young enough where I had to get a chair to stand on to get to the shelf it was on.
That's great.
So I couldn't have been more than 9.
Yeah.
If that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And just like, and I might have been even younger, but just like getting it and then like ripping it open and filling it in the sink and then just like shooting it. Just like shooting it back and being like,
woo!
Like this, there is negative nutrition in this.
Oh,
like,
yeah. It's nothing. Leaching nutrients from your
yeah,
body.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're dying. Pissing out vitamins.
Yeah. But just having that in the house was like, it made my brain receptors go like bing, 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 bing,
oh,
bing,
yeah, yeah,
bing,
yeah,
like
yeah.
a fucking pinball game. Yes. It was like ding, ding, bing, 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 sugar and water, bing, 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 bing.
Were you guys a wholesale family? Like, we would go to Sam's Club.
We were a BJ's family.
You were a BJ's family. Yeah, I never went to a BJ's.
That's just because that one was like.
The hardest I ever made myself laugh when I was a child was like, what if they made shirts that said, I heart BJ's? And I'm like, I'm a fucking genius. Because BJ's is the name of the store, but also a euphemism for oral sex for a penis. There you go.
Great.
That's two things in one. It's a double shirt. Double shirt.
Double. When you would get off the exit for one of the highways to get to my house.
The 97?
No. 495.
487?
When you get off at 495.
I like odd numbers.
495 is an odd number.
Individually, not only two of them are. Look, everyone knows I'm not great with numbers and emotions.
Or words.
Words, especially not. Oh, boy. Words got to be in the bottom.
But so if you got up to 495 coming, if you were heading west, you got off at the 495, exit 57. You get off there.
That's an odd number.
That is an odd number.
Look at me.
495 and 57, both odd numbers.
Some argue. I think there's argument in the community of what is and is not an odd number.
Kind of want to get the sentence finished.
Look, I'd love for you to finish this.
I would love to fucking finish it.
Because I'm going
to
start another one.
So you get off there, and there was a BJ's and a Hooters right next to it.
Dude.
And the joke was like, what is this, the greatest... BJ's and Hooters? This is the greatest place in the entire world. And everyone's like, you can headline at this firehouse forever. We love the joke.
Dude, I remember.
We love the joke.
Every hearing about Hooters and the vibe of it before I ever went to one. And then we went to one and I'm like, holy shit, I can't believe they're taking me to Hooters. And we get there, I'm like, oh, just women in small shirts and
you
shorts?
You thought it was going to be women, like, fucking fingering themselves.
Fucking full-on fingering themselves.
Like, knuckles
and, like,
deep.
Fucking, you want these tits on your
squeezing
hamburger?
Squeezing ranch dressing out of their tits on your wings and stuff.
They're sports. I'm like, I fucking hate this.
You're like, oh, man.
I mean, the curly fries are great.
The curly fries are good.
Big fan of curly fries.
The wings are fine.
Yeah. We were a Sam's Club family for, like, a couple years.
Yeah.
And that place is fun.
Yeah,
it's
we were
big.
A BJ's family.
Concrete flooring. A
lot of samples.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of food samples.
A lot of samples. My favorite thing was they would sell these, a pallet, I would say, of muffins.
It was like 24 in like a big plastic container. Yeah.
Cardboard on the bottom and saran wrap sealed.
Oh, see, the BJ's has like it had the big clasp.
Oh, no.
Like
the
clamshell.
We would be lucky to have a clasp.
Yeah.
This is just, you open it, eat them all now.
Yeah.
They're going to go bad.
They're going to go bad. Yeah.
24 little footballs for you and your family.
you guys were a muffin family?
Only that one time. Like, we would get those because my dad would pack his lunch for work.
Yeah.
And he'd want a muffin. But he liked the blueberry,
but it was
chocolate blueberry and I think vanilla poppy.
Yeah.
Or lemon poppy.
Lemon poppy.
Which is funny, he didn't like the poppy because he is my poppy. I love the chocolate.
I would
shove my fingers in it. It would be so rich and moist and just like pull it out and just shove it against my gums. It was so yummy.
No, dude. I was a blueberry muffin cut in half, put it in the microwave with some butter on it.
I never had that idea.
Dude,
I
mean, my mom was like, you got to do it this way.
Oh, that's great, man.
See, but in real...
In my head, her tits were out for some reason.
My mother's tits have never been out. My mother has...
No,
been...
in a nurturing way, because
you're
a son.
They've never been out. My mom fucks with a shirt on. But I also love that I had the biggest Long Island accent for a second.
Uh-huh.
I also love
uh-huh.
a corn muffin.
Oh, yeah.
I
those
love
are
a corn muffin.
Good.
You cut that open. You put a little fucking butter on there. Baby, you're basically eating cornbread for breakfast.
That's good.
Oh, and I love it. Oh, dude, there used to
corn
be these
cornbread
can
be a breakfast food. I feel like that's an okay breakfast side.
There used to be these things they were called.
Agree with me.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. Jesus Christ. What do you think?
Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah, if you do like a, kind of like a chili and eggs thing. You ever had that?
No, but that sounds nice.
Yeah.
Huevos rancheros?
Like, yeah, some shit like that. I've had like chili over like tofu scramble with some cornbread on the side. It's
ranch
good.
Eggs. Just want to translate for you guys.
Oh, I didn't understand it until you told me that.
Ranch.
Eggs.
And eggs.
So it's just a bunch of scrambled eggs with ranch dressing on top of it?
That's what it should be.
That's nice.
If you're going to be authentic about it.
Yeah. Authentic Mexican food.
Uh-huh. Eggs with ranch.
Scrambled eggs with some Hidden Valley.
Little
baby.
Hidden Valley, baby.
The Hidden Valley is right outside of Mexico City.
That's beautiful. what were we saying?
Oh, there was these little things. I think they were called like Johnny Cakes. They were just like corn, round corn cakes.
Okay.
So basically, imagine like a muffin top, but flatter and bigger, like the size of a pancake.
Okay.
And I would just take two of those. For breakfast sometimes, take two of them, put them in the toaster oven, take them out, slap some butter on them, and that was it.
For how much we're talking about food right now, I think it makes it seem like we're very hungry.
We just ate
so
much food.
We just ate
a very good. Can we should, so
we don't do ads.
We don't do ads. Oh Jesus! There's a very prolific. Chipotle has a fucking like a test kitchen in near Union Square.
Yeah,
and we went to it, and I was like, it was so good. Even though I think what we got, you can get at.
But
any
I don't think
other-
you can get soft tacos.
Oh, very good point.
I got soft tacos,
mm-hmm. And I got crunchy tacos with the sofritas.
Yeah. Which is everywhere now.
Which is everywhere now. So that's so great.
But I don't.
I never do that.
The reason I don't do it is because then they charge you for guacamole, and I like guacamole more than I like that.
I like both.
Here was my thing though. We agreed on it earlier. Too soupy.
It was a little soupy. Was
a little too.
But here's
watery.
What I did. I tilted because I got hard tacos, and it comes in the bowl.
Mm-hmm.
I tilted them and let all the little juicy juice mm-hmm. run down, and I just poured it out or put a napkin in it, and then they're great.
But imagine that inside of a burrito.
So I don't want it in a burrito.
Well, then.
I want a hard burrito.
Well, then there goes my argument.
Yeah, yeah. So I think they're great. I think I nailed it with the hard shells.
Yeah.
Because they didn't hold on to the water as much as the soft.
The soft taco was good, though.
It was good.
Because they use flour tortilla.
I like flour tortilla. Hate corn tortillas. They're little sponges. They don't have any flavor. Oh, they have flavor, but I don't like the flavor. I like flour. Whatever you want to call me for that, you can go ahead and fuck yourself. Give me your address. I'll go over there and fight you. But that was a very good meal. So I think we're just happy about having a very good meal.
I think
even though the air conditioning was, dude, I would say, turned to an insane amount.
It was it's very cold in New York City today.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say it was as cold, if not colder, mm-hmm. inside the Chipotle than it was outside.
It was crazy. You know, like
it was 30 degrees inside.
You know, like some nice restaurants, you have to put on a blazer. This one should have North Faces. There you go. Here's your North Face to eat your fucking taco.
Yeah.
God. Nothing says Mexican style food like freezing cold temperatures.
And watching someone, what I believe was, wipe their ass just in the corridor of the bathrooms.
I'm so glad I couldn't get a good angle on it. Oh. I could tell something bad was happening and you were. Ugh.
I mean, I didn't see any ass, but there was a lot of like.
Which is strange because they walked out of the restroom to do that there.
To do a lot of reconfiguring their bags and pants.
And look, we're not saying anything negative about the homeless community. It's very difficult.
I think they should all be thrown into a tunnel. We should take one of those old tunnels for the old trains that don't run anymore and make everyone in the city live there.
Everyone.
Except me. I am legend. Everyone in the city lives in a tunnel.
I am legend, dude. That's sick.
And I get a dog and a car.
Yeah, I'd shoot myself so fast.
Dude, I would shoot myself before I figured out everyone was gone. I'd just be like, oh, what a nice day. Just blow my head off.
Oh, look, a gun. So that was a very nice meal we had. What else? What's going on this week, man?
I want to talk more about food.
We can talk more about food. I don't know. You know what? I never had what are they called? Not flapjacks.
Hotcakes?
I remember seeing a Pillsbury Doughboy ad where it's like you peel them. There's like a bunch of peely little thin. They look like a stack of crepes that are somehow attached to each other.
Do you mean like a biscuit?
No.
Then I got nothing on
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I've only seen them in Pillsbury Doughboy commercials. If you know what it is, please write in.
Were you a Pillsbury family?
No.
We very rarely.
I would love to have been. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, just I would love to have been. The croissants are some of my favorite things ever on Thanksgiving. I love eating them.
Yeah.
And my old ex from years ago used to make me little vegan pigs in a blanket with him.
Yeah.
And I don't think anything in the whole world has ever made me that happy.
I had a bunch of those on New Year's.
Fucking piece of shit.
They're so good.
God damn it.
One of them was a full hot dog.
My New Year's sucked.
Yeah. One of them was a full long hot dog.
That's great.
It was so good. It was a weird thing because my mom would be like, I'm not buying that shit. Like, it was a thing where I think she thought stuff like that was like, oh, that's like too processed. But then be like, here's Doritos and fucking
right, weird.
Oatmeal cream pies and so things strange. Like that. I think it's just a thing where it's like Long Island is like, there's so many good bakeries and stuff like
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That makes sense. The best bagels and pizza come from
there. Yeah, so it's like,
it's not bagels, but.
But it's a thing where it's like, yeah, there's like really good bakeries there. So we would just go and get bread.
Mm-hmm.
So like, say we were having like pasta. My mom wouldn't get like dinner rolls to go with it. She would go to the store and get like a loaf of Italian bread.
Oh, yeah, and that
just
makes
like
sense.
Get that instead.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So I think there was always like a better, just like a better product than like that stuff.
Yeah,
because that stuff feels very like American to me.
Okay,
you know, and I feel like whereas like I still grew up with like you know. Coca-Cola and McDonald's and stuff, but it's like I think a little bit, maybe almost like Midwestern, I guess.
Oh, you know? I see what you're
like
saying.
Like that.
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Like Pillsbury goes along with like casseroles.
Casserole and Tang.
Yeah, shit like that, where it was like, just like a little, we just had like a, like 1 degree, we were just like 1 degree away from that.
Mm-hmm. That's cool, I get that.
Yeah. And also, if I ever saw that Pillsbury Doughboy, I would beat the shit out of him.
He's not a boy.
He's a Pillsbury Doughboy. He's not the Pillsbury Dough Man. He's the Kool-Aid Man.
I can't see his dick.
And his son, the Pillsbury Doughboy.
Oh. I thought he was related to the Michelin Man.
Dude, no.
Because he's tires, but he's white.
Dude, don't even get me started on the Michelin
Man. I'm sorry, man. I forgot.
He owes me $13,000.
That's right. That pyramid scheme you fucking fell for.
Yeah.
Where's the buy one?
Multi-level marketing. Mm-hmm. It's a scourge on the working class. Dude, my sister's in one. It sucks.
Oh, God.
She's been in it for so long that I'm like,
so
I think
weird.
It's just your personality now.
Yeah. I never.
You can't be making money from this.
No.
You don't have any.
That's true. I want to figure out a pyramid scheme, but for like booking me on comedy shows.
Oh.
Figure that out. Maybe being funny, is that what it is?
It's not gonna help.
That's not gonna happen.
Yeah.
First of all,
you ever see what's the one that what's the pyramid scheme that Hispanic people get sucked into? Herbalife.
Oh, Herbalife. We love that shit.
Yeah. Every time I see someone with Herbalife stuff, I'm gonna be like, you don't have to do this.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to
it
do this.
It fucks them, man. It's so bad because it's like to be I forgot what the word was, like to be a certain type of salesperson.
Yeah.
You have to be ordering this much amount of stuff.
Yeah.
But to sell it's very difficult, but then also that goes bad. So it's like you like really get fucking screwed over. But all those, it's crazy that they're like not arresting those people.
Yeah.
Like it's totally,
it's just
we all
like
know
all
about
these
it.
Little loopholes.
Yeah. Beat that guy to death with a stick.
Do you know anyone that, it was always like guys that were charming and kind of dumb became salespeople for Cutco knives?
I always thought Cutco was a joke.
Yeah. No, dude.
I don't know any of them personally.
I knew a couple of guys that were old. They were like my sister's age or so.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like Cutco salesmen.
Whoa, that's so funny.
Yeah. And I remember the kid came over to my house. And it's so funny because they're like sales pitch for their, like they have these scissors.
Mm-hmm.
And they can like cut a penny in half.
Uh-huh.
And it works.
Sure.
But the way the scissors are set up, if you try to take it and cut a piece of paper, the paper just turns
sideways.
Because it's wide enough to cut a penny in half,
uh-huh.
But it's too wide. And it's like good for like, it was fine for like kitchen stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So you could like fucking, it's not the word, but dismember a chicken with
sure,
it and
I know
stuff.
What you mean.
You know?
Yeah, butcher a chicken.
Yeah. But it's like, I just want to cut paper with this,
right.
My man.
It is.
So now I have to have two different types of scissors in my house.
The idea that if something can handle X, it should be able to handle Z because Z is weaker or thinner.
Yeah.
Like, well, that doesn't really say how it works all the time.
Yeah.
But
that was like a thing for like the charming guys that were like not necessarily dumb, but kind of like didn't know what they were doing with their lives.
Uh-huh.
They're like, well, I get to wear a button-up shirt and a
tie. I feel like I'm doing something.
And I get to sell things.
Cutco's a very good name.
Cutco's a very good name. What about Ronco?
Dude, set it and forget it.
Oh, I love Ronco. That's
not a pyramid scheme. That's just like a guy.
No, that's just a product.
Yeah, it's just a product.
That's just another good name.
Yeah. I used to like, oh man, I would watch those infomercials.
I fucking
what drove
my
me
mind
nuts
for them.
Was like any kind of cooking infomercial.
Yeah.
And they'd always emphasize how quickly you could make a meal.
Yeah.
And they would do it. I'm like, yeah, you have all the things measured in right there.
And cut already. Yeah,
all cut
yeah.
Measured in little jars. I don't have little jars in my house.
Dude, anytime when I watch a cooking thing and they just have all like the spices in each individual
little glass
and you're like, I
ramekin?
Have that?
No.
How many ramekins do I have to buy to cook?
I've never seen one of those glass ramekins sold in stores. And we went to a CB2 today.
Yeah, we got to go to Restaurant Depot.
Oh, I got to get those shirts.
We got to go to, yeah. I found the spot. They close fucking early though.
I don't like that. Close late.
They close at like 5 p.m.
What? Are you a post office?
Dude, the post office by my job closes at 9 p.m.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of those things.
In case you ever want to go to Midtown and mail something out.
Like a dead body. Can you mail a dead body?
I mean, obviously not legally, but physically.
You could mail, if you wanted to, you could mail anything.
That's true.
But you'd have to pay for the shipping of a fucking 150-pound person, and that's a thin person you're killing.
Yeah, I remember a long time ago. I think
that sounds very specific, and now I'm very concerned.
Yeah, watch your fucking mouth.
I'm just saying, like, I was thinking of, like, because I was going to say 200-pound person, but I was like, that's like a, you're killing like a big guy.
Mm, and you shouldn't?
I think I should stick with my kind.
Oh, yeah, you're very self-protecting.
I think if anyone over 200 pounds ever dies, is wrong.
I remember I got yelled at by my UPS guy when I used to manage a certain retail store. I sold a
Victoria's Secret.
I know what bra sizes are.
It'd be so funny to work at a Victoria's Secret and a woman comes in like, ma'am, seems like you got big fat bongos on you. Well, you might want to go check out the big fat slapper section because you got quality hangers on you, ma'am. All right, see you later.
She's not even in the store. You're kind of just like in the food court.
She's at the teriyaki chicken spot.
Oh, dude, she loves teriyaki chicken with those fucking hammers she has on her chest.
Anyway,
anyway, the UPS guy was a fucking asshole to begin with.
Yeah.
And then one day I sold a piece of, let me think. Allegedly, I may have sold a personal item and shipped it through the store, allegedly.
Yeah. Okay.
Which had to go to Hawaii. Now, I obviously know you cannot drive to Hawaii. I know that. That's very apparent. It's very obvious. But I put Hawaii in, and it gave me the option for ground. So my brain went, oh, this must be like a slower version, and air is just like it costs more.
Yeah.
It's like a two-day kind of thing, like a fast. Take as long as you need. I'm going to do ground. And the guy comes in, he's like, what are you, fucking stupid? How are you supposed to do ground? I'm like, hey, you work for UPS.
Yeah.
Watch your fucking mouth.
Yeah.
I'm 19. I have my own store.
Yeah.
But I understand why he was like, yes, goddamn, I know you can't drive to Hawaii.
I know this.
Yeah. So people with dumb jobs get mad at you for being dumb. It's like, I'll fucking put a knife in your heart, sir.
That'd be so sick to do to someone. What would you say?
Platypus. Sorry.
Okay. On a scale of 1 to 10.
Okay.
What would you say your thirst for blood is?
Ooh.
At this moment,
I'll tell you. It's pretty high.
Okay.
Can I ask, has this person, you're saying it's an innocent?
I'm saying, what's your thirst for blood?
Okay.
the question is the question.
Yeah, pretty high. I was, I've been sparring a bunch this week, and I was going pretty hard with someone, and I was just like, I felt a door open that hasn't been open in a little while in my brain.
Yeah.
And, because one person was hitting me a little harder than I appreciate. Because, when I spar my students or people that are in my academy that I am their instructor, I always tell them, hit me as hard as you want me to hit you.
Yeah.
Because I can control my... You should be able to... You know, like, I'm obviously better than you are. I'm the instructor.
I'm the teacher.
So be a little respectful. You know, don't go full clip on me.
Yeah.
But if you want to, then that means I get to go full clip.
On
and
you.
My full clip is more than yours.
It's much higher.
Yeah. And one guy, again, I don't think he's an asshole. I don't think he's real. He just can't control himself. Got a little scared or a little happy and threw something he shouldn't.
Yeah.
And then I just went to fucking town on him for the remainder of the round.
Yeah. Really fucking knocked him around.
Oh, man, put it on this guy. I feel bad now. It's like, I forget. Like, it's so fun hitting somebody as hard as you can.
Yeah.
So right now, I mean, when we surprisingly had a meal together last night.
Oh, weird.
And there's a drunk guy there.
Dude, I was waiting for him to say something to you while you were up at the window.
Because we were next to each other, and he's been yelling at the people behind the counter. For a while. Yelled at a guy, saying some very rude things, very obviously drunk. And I went to the counter because I wanted something. But I also wasn't going to, like, cower away and be, like, kind of, like, timid. I just stood next to him.
Yeah.
And I definitely put my right foot back a little bit.
Just, like, ready.
In my stance.
Immediately ready to fight.
I'm like, he's probably right here. He's going to throw a cross. I'm going to lean back and catch the shoulder. And I'm fucking going to throw him over and foot trip him. And, oh, man. Dude, the number of options that went through my head and scenarios that went through my head, I'm like, all I can think of was like, Mike better be fucking recording this when I beat the fuck out of this guy.
Okay.
He better be recording this.
Okay. So you I was thinking about it.
Uh-huh.
I was like, do I record? Do I just get a free shot in too? Or do I run? Or do I get to run up and get a free shot? Because he's not going to be on the ground, kind of.
Yeah.
I figured if him crumbled next to, like, the wall, uh-huh. and I just get to, like, shove him into the wall a little bit.
You could do both.
Film and hit?
Yeah, let me film for a little bit, and then you get a hit in.
I get a free shot in?
Yeah, yeah.
God, I want a free shot in on someone.
Yeah.
More than most things in life.
Yeah.
Dude, I...
Because I forget, and I mean this genuinely, I still see myself as I was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Physically. I still see myself as like a skinny little kid.
Yeah.
And I forget sometimes I'm not really... Like, I'm very definitely thin or light.
Yeah.
But I'm not, like, skinny anymore.
No, you have, like, broader shoulders.
You have some weight on me.
Yeah, yeah. Put a little bit more weight on you if you
want.
And,
like, seeing him... seeing him when I was seated, and like, oh, we're, like, the same size. Okay.
And then you stood up.
And I stood up, I'm like, oh, I'm, like, a good 4 inches taller than you are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
he was drunk.
And he was drunk. So,
his reaction time is gone. He also fell asleep sitting in the booth.
So yeah, like that layer of me where I'm like, I'm not gonna hurt anybody. I don't want to, like, today, the last couple days, I'm just like, let me get one fucking hit on you.
I fucking swear to God.
Mm. But, I'm not gonna hit anybody. I'm not gonna hit anybody.
But it would be nice though.
I sure would like to.
Nothing would make me happier.
To go viral. That's great.
I don't even care about going viral. I'd love to hit someone privately or publicly.
That's true.
Yeah. I've just been like, lately just been like, because I've been really stressed.
You have been.
And really busy lately, where I've just been like, please say something to me. Please.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
Like looking at people and like sliding my rings off. I mean, like, what's going to happen?
Yeah. I definitely like the eye contact when someone like was like, it will be rude to like the train or like a restaurant, and it's just like they look around and be like, yeah, what's up? And I'm just
and you're just like looking at them
dead-eyed, staring like, hi, how you doing?
Yeah, yeah,
I'm right here, dog.
What's up?
Yeah. But you know, that's I think a weakness still inside myself that I need to work on, but I'm okay with it at this point.
Where you're what, when you're like you're ready
in terms of my martial arts zenness, my being elevated a consciousness through martial arts. I think I still have a little bit too much of.
So you think your
up.
Consciousness is elevated?
No. I would like it to be.
Okay, okay.
No. I yearn to be. What the fuck is the word?
Enlightened.
Enlightened.
The word. I just yearn in general.
I love to yearn.
I've been yearning and
burning
incense.
You got good stuff. What's the flavor you have? I don't call it flavor. Scent. Yeah, I like the scent you use.
Which one?
I don't know.
A bunch of them.
Oh, you have a bunch of them.
I have a bunch of
them. What's the one you use the most often? Because it's a really nice one, and I don't know what it's called. I assume it's sandalwood, but it's not.
I have one that is... One of them I get is like the $1.29. It's like some weird religious, you know, like the ones with like the Jesus...
Yeah.
Paintings on them and stuff. Yeah, yeah, I got one of those. I'll show you at the house. I don't remember what scents they are.
The dishwasher at one of the restaurants I used to work at would also sell incense at like a, you know,
I thought you meant the.
Oh, the machine?
I thought you meant the machine.
So sorry. No, the gentleman.
Yeah. The guy who was
so nice. I wish I remember his name, but this is years ago. But he was from Africa and he had ceremonial scarring
on his face.
On his face, like a rite of passage kind of thing. And I knew him for 4 years before I noticed.
Oh, really?
Because he'd always be in the back of the kitchen. It'd always be dark when he walked in because he worked the night shifts.
Yeah.
And then one day he was in the light and I'm just like, it was beautiful.
Really?
Yeah, he's very dark skinned and he's like very pale, very, very thin.
Yeah.
And like his like very defined cheekbones. And it was like, he turned and the sun hit him and it's just like a bunch of rows of diagonal and then straight down, then diagonal and straight down. And it's just like, oh, because he's older. He's like, probably in his 50s.
Yeah.
And like, I think that happens when you're like a young boy, like a teenager. Yeah. And it was like a very like, scary and like, whoa.
Yeah.
But he knew
in just a way that you were like, oh, you've like lived a life.
Yeah. And like,
you've
seen
a whole fucking thing.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And it's like, he would sell incense and I would ask him to bring me, I would just be like, hey, can you bring me sandalwood one day or this week?
Yeah.
And he'd be so fucking, he's like the nicest guy. Of course he's the nicest guy in the
world.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
And he'd give me like, this one, she can be like, oh, $2. I'm like, here's 15. I'm not giving you fucking $2. Here's, you're the man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I worked at a restaurant.
Hooters?
I worked at a Hooters. And they I worked in the back. And they
Hooters.
And they still made me wear the little shorts. I'm like, man, this is not good for washing dishes. And they're like, fucking wear them. And you got to wear the tights. And you're like, the tights are so ugly.
They're hideous. They ruin the outfit, in my opinion. I want to see
legs. Skin.
I don't know why. I, you know.
When you're getting, now that, I'll go back to the dishwasher thing in a second. But now that you're like getting older, like we're like adult men now.
I think so.
When you just see, do you just get excited by just seeing skin every once in a while? Anything. You're just like,
I'm just like,
fuck.
Especially in winter.
Yeah.
Because you don't see, you don't get to see it very
sometimes
often.
You'll see a woman in like, just like a skirt and boots. Mm-hmm. And you're just like, you get like an inch of thigh.
Yep.
And you're just like, hello.
And hello to that.
And hello. And I like this.
And then good morning to us all,
and,
I say.
And a high and holy holiday to you and yours. But,
yeah, man, horny.
Yeah, I'm also horny.
Yeah, and also very horny.
But I used to work in a kitchen,
mm-hmm.
and I was a dishwasher.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy who was like the head dishwasher, and by that I mean he just had been there longer than I had.
Right.
He actually had this really cool thing on him. It was around his ankle. And
I can make a guess now.
It was put there by the state, I believe,
mm-hmm.
because of his predilection towards, let's say, people that were too young.
Oh,
let's say.
I don't know. You could be too young to rob.
Yeah.
You can be robbed of their innocence. Ah, God damn it. There's a joke.
We probably shouldn't have high-fived on that one. But what are you going to do?
Nope. That's like a good joke. Maybe.
But yeah. Get it. And he was my boss.
Dude, that's crazy. A pedophile was your boss.
A pedophile was my boss. I was lower
that's
on the.
That's the name of your memoir.
I was lower on the totem pole than a pedophile. They were like, yeah, listen, this guy likes kids, but you got big stretched earlobes. So who's worse here? And yeah. I'm like, him! Him is worse! God, that fucking sucked, man. I fucking hated working. I hated washing dishes.
Dude,
I didn't
yeah.
mind working in a kitchen. Because I got to do prep.
Prep is,
I got to do prep stuff sometimes.
Like I say, it's fun, but yeah.
It's more.
There's a sort of, I would say, meditation to it. Where it's like you can kind of just like jump.
Yeah.
And it's repetitive and your brain can kind of move away and you know, settle into a thought.
We had these. It was like the whole restaurant was kind of like, it was always like, it was like heavy on breakfast food,
mm-hmm.
but all day. So it was like breakfast and then like light lunch and light dinner stuff. So
okay.
we would cook omelets like all day long, just all day, churn them out. And they,
a lot of dirty pans then.
A lot of dirty pans. But no, but it was like, that wasn't, that was, but it was when I do prep, we'd get these mushrooms.
Okay.
And they'd be pre-cut.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon me. And like in like a, some kind of sauce. But then you would have to, like you would boil them.
Okay.
To soften them so they would cook really quickly.
Oh, okay.
In the omelets. But when they were boiling, it legitimately, I'm not kidding, 1,000% smelled like cum.
Oh.
It smelled like cum, and I was like, I'm never, I, it's like,
I can't wait to get to work today.
I'm going to drink this stuff. It's like hard for me to eat mushrooms now because of that.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, no, that's the cum food.
Yeah.
And it was brutal.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
Did anybody else talk about how much cum I smell like?
No, because I was like, I was just like, I was like 19,
uh-huh.
and I was just like scared of everyone, you know? Like everyone in the kitchen was like, it's a kitchen.
Yeah.
Everyone in there is a criminal.
A criminal and just fucking rude
yeah.
and angry and egotistical.
Yeah.
God damn it, I hate kitchens.
But
restaurant kitchens, not kitchens in general,
yeah.
obviously.
And we would get these like... People, it's so funny that people would be like, this soup is so good. You guys have the best soup. It would come in a plastic bag, and we would just boil the bag.
Oh, God.
We would just boil it in the bag
because
it was cleaner because
sure.
we could boil two different flavors at the same time
Smart.
In the big pot.
Save time.
And then you cut.
Melt that plastic into the food.
But you just cut the top and then pour it into one of the, like.
The silver.
The silver.
Yeah,
pan.
That,
yeah.
We've worked in restaurants.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Yeah, people do that. And we're like. We had a cheeseburger on the menu, a vegan cheeseburger.
Yeah.
And people would freak out. They're like, this is amazing. I'm like, it's a fucking Boca burger. Like,
really?
Oh, yeah.
It was a Boca burger?
It was a Boca burger.
That's crazy.
And we charged way too much
yeah,
for it.
Yeah, dude.
People would ask. And like, I was very honest when people asked either what things I liked on the menu, what things I didn't like, and like what things were.
Yeah.
And if we made certain things, I would like not listen to my manager. I'll just say whatever. I hated lying.
Yeah.
And this one person's like, I gotta know, how do you guys make your cheeseburger? I'm like, Boca Burger, diet cheese, smart bacon. And they're like, what? And I'm like, you can go to the grocery store and get all of those things.
Get all of
the trick we do is we steam, like, no, most people at home don't steam their cheeseburger. Like, they don't You know when you put cheese on a burger and you steam it? Like, most people don't do that. I think that's the one thing that people are freaking out about. But I remember this woman was like, really? And I'm like, yeah. And she's like, all right.
Yeah. That's like...
Shout out Blossom.
Shout out Blossom. a buddy of mine worked at Snice.
Oh, I love Snice.
Which was like
man.
A little
I
like...
I miss Snice.
It's, if you didn't live in New York City...
Between 2007 and 2012,
yeah. There was like a small little vegetarian chain.
Yeah.
That was like down in... Yeah, it was like four
West Village, Soho, and there's one in Park Slope.
Yeah.
I don't know if that one's still there, though.
But my it was so good. A couple of my friends worked there.
Mm-hmm.
But my one friend was always... He was always so mad because people thought getting the tofu scramble was healthy. He was like, there's literally an entire block of tofu in there.
Yeah.
It's and some people will be like, I'm really hungry. Let me get two tofu scrambles. He's like, you're eating two blocks of tofu right now.
Yeah.
That's and then whatever else, other shit was in there.
Sure. Is it better than eggs? I don't know. Cholesterol-wise, probably, but who knows everything
else. I just feel like that much, like it couldn't be healthy.
Sure. Eating. I think a lot of times people don't necessarily think things are healthy. They consider less bad to equate to healthy.
Yeah.
Which I guess to a degree is. It's a better option, but... I don't know the numbers on tofu scramble in comparison to eggs.
Like it can't be healthy.
I agree.
You have to put so much shit in there.
You have to
anyway.
Put so much.
I mean, it's usually vegetables, but there's
salt,
like fucking
veggies. But a lot of them are cooked down. Yeah. Snice was great, dude. Snice is where if you ever watch the show Fear Tactics, there's an episode where a woman is sitting. It's like a cafe kind of thing, and she gets pulled really really fast against the wall and lifted up to the ceiling. And it's like it's to scare the people that are in the room, and that was filmed at Snice.
Really?
Yeah.
But she was in on it.
Yeah. The prank is against the person that's...
But sometimes they would
that
do that shit.
So funny.
They wouldn't like physically grab you and stuff.
Yeah,
but, like,
dude, Scare Tactic was fucking sick.
That's like the one where they have the bus and there's like the... it's like
on
in
the
woods.
Yes.
And there's the monsters like reaching their arms in and
yes.
shit.
I can't remember who the... the first host was the woman from Charmed.
Alyssa Milano?
No, Rose McGowan.
Rose McGowan.
Yeah.
You think of her as the woman from Charmed.
Interesting. Or Jawbreaker, or she dated Marilyn Manson.
Yeah.
Or just so fucking hot.
Oh my God.
Yeah, the one where they're taking like a minivan taxi to a rave, and then all of a sudden there's like fucking people trying to kill them, and they're freaking out, and okay, so same idea, but it's a hitchhiker. That's what it was.
Yeah.
A hitchhiker gets into the car, and he has a bag, and he puts it between himself and the driver. And the people that are not in on the prank are in the back seat. I think one of the people in the back seat is in on the prank out of the three.
Yeah.
And then the hitchhiker's like acting very weird, obviously. And he's like, has like a little blood on his arm or whatever. And he's like, I need to take a piss. Pull over. And the guy's like, no. He's like, pull over now. And he pulls a gun out or a knife out.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, just relax. And the hitchhiker goes to the bathroom, but he pulls the keys out of the ignition. And he goes out to pee.
God.
And they're like, what the fuck should we do? No, shut up. And like, and the driver, who's the actor, he's like, what the fuck is the smell in this bag? And he opens it, and it's like a head. That's
no,
up.
Dude.
And he's like, oh my God. And the guy gets back in, and he's like, can tell they opened it. And he's like, you guys look at my fucking bag. And like, no, he's like, you can look at my bag. And he turns to the people in the back, and he's like a knife like inches from their face.
Jesus
Christ. Did you look at my fucking bag? And he's like, no. He's like, are you scared? He goes, yes. He's like, you're on Scare Tactics. Yeah. We got your ass.
Dude,
you peed yourself.
Dude, that shit is unbelievably mean.
Yeah, dude. It's. I think you could. There's been some people that have been scarred on that show. Let's fucking watch it tonight.
Definitely not.
Tracy Morgan hosted it too.
Really?
Yeah.
You're about to get scared.
I'm gonna get this scared woman pregnant. Yeah. Very, very fucking good show. I got so psyched about that show.
You got psyched. I hate it.
Sure.
I hate the idea of it.
But then people look stupid when they're scared. It's funny. I like being scared a little bit. I don't mind. I think it's a fun feeling.
We have one question.
Oh, dude, I just got one.
You
someone
just got
one?
Let's do that one. We have one from your brother.
Oh, let's do that one. I don't
which
know.
Is,
let's do one first.
Let's do both.
Okay, let's do both.
Which one do you want to end with?
The one from
your brother is quick.
Okay, we'll end with this one, I guess.
Okay.
I haven't read it yet.
Okay, that's fine.
This one's from Scott. Sup, man? Question for the pod, if you feel like it. I've been vegan for 5 years now and identify with the moral aspect of it first and foremost.
You know what's funny? Your brother's question is also about veganism.
What the fuck? When I go on a date to a restaurant, I usually offer to pay. It doesn't bother me if my date isn't vegan. However, I do feel a way about paying for animals to be killed.
Yeah.
I don't want to come off as militant on the first date, so I don't say anything. Should I lay my cards on the table and say how I feel about it, or stop being a little bitch about it?
Oh, that's hard.
That's a really hard question.
Because when's the last time you dated someone that ate meat?
Dated or went on a date?
Either or.
I went on a date with someone who ate meat the last date I went on, which was like a month ago, probably. A little over a month ago. I'll tell you later.
Who'd you go on a date with?
I'll tell you later. I just told you I'll tell you later.
Did you not tell me about it?
No, I told you about it. You're just forgetting right now. It's okay.
Okay.
But we didn't. Let me think. Did we go to eat? We did go to eat.
I'm mad thinking about you going on a date and not telling me about it.
I did tell you about it.
I know you did.
Let me finish this fucking sentence. We went to eat.
Now I want to hear about it.
Uh-huh.
We'll tell you about it off the air. We fucking said that.
God damn it. It was one date. Never saw her again.
Yeah.
I suggested a place because I knew they had a vegan menu, but they had options for them.
Yeah.
I know this person was very into the idea of veganism. She thought veganism was cool and she respected it, but she's like, I'll never be vegan.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, hey, to each his own. I'm better than you are. I'm like, hey, I've been here before. Would you like me to order some stuff? And we could just see if you want anything else. And she's like, go for it. And I ordered a bunch of vegan stuff and she loved it and it was cool.
Yeah.
And then so like that was easy because they knew I was vegan and they were very supportive, or not supportive, but like cool with
understanding
it. Obviously.
Understanding is the word.
But I can't remember the last time I went on a date to eat and the person ate meat. Now, do I think that's weird if they do? Not at all. Am I okay with paying for that? Yeah, I am actually.
Yeah, I think I'm okay with paying for it too. But it feels weird.
I didn't think it would, but I'm thinking about it right now.
I think I've never thought about it.
I've never thought about it, paying for someone's meal who is vegan. Interesting. Scott, this is a great question.
This is really great.
I would say lay it on the table and be like, hey, just so you know, this means a lot to me. I think that if we're first, I think it's an attractive quality to be like, I genuinely have strong feelings about this topic to the point where I'm willing to make you uncomfortable right now or make you feel like XYZ.
I think it's hard on a first date.
I think
that's the fucking, oh, this question is really good.
Yeah, because the first date really adds an interesting conundrum to it.
Because then you're like, I went on a date with this fucking guy.
Oh, yeah.
This
fucking vegan guy.
And he wouldn't pay for my food because it wasn't vegan.
When I go on dates, I'm not trying to impress her. I'm trying to impress her friend she's going to talk to me about later.
Yeah.
That's what I'm worried about.
I fucking went to this guy. It's like, that's going to be the...
Can you believe this? Fuck?
Yeah, well, I didn't make women sound like that.
No, I'm just kidding.
Let's see. I'm trying to think. Because I'm trying to go back, like, girlfriends.
Jesus, yeah. My most recent actual ex was vegetarian.
Yeah, and the woman I'm dating now is vegan.
Uh-huh.
The woman I dated before her was vegan.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, literally the opposite. Mm-hmm. Couldn't have liked meat more, but usually would eat vegan around me.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah.
I say laid out. First date, I would say just eat it. Just take it.
But here's the thing. Do you want to get into a relationship with someone who would be really weirded out by
it? Great point. No.
That's the thing.
But how many things in your personality are difficult to accept on the first day? Exactly.
100, but I feel like I'm very open with them.
Yeah.
With all of it,
yeah.
Usually.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Because I just show up like that.
Yeah.
Like, it's hard for me to not be me.
Yeah. You X up your hands when you walk into a restaurant.
Yeah. But the thing, especially when it was like online dating, because I feel like it's a lot easier for me to date people that at least kind of already know who I am.
Absolutely. You're
like friends of friends, mm-hmm. or something like that, just to be like, this is this fucking guy's deal. Like, he's vegan, he's straight edge, he's kind of annoying,
mm-hmm.
he really talks a lot.
You do.
He really likes to make the conversation about him. Big fat dick. Huge fat penis. So heavy it pulls him forward. But just like stuff like that, because I feel like every time I am like, would talk to someone new and they'd be like, let's go to a bar. And I'd be like, okay, sure. But just to warn you, I don't drink.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like a thing.
Because mm-hmm.
then they would immediately be like, oh, well, no, we don't have to. And it's like, you know. And it's the thing where it's like, no one is ever convinced that you're like, listen, I do not have a drinking problem.
Right, yeah.
I never did. I just don't drink.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, well, but then, because then it's like, you know, I have a joke about it, but it's weird
to be like a guy
yeah.
just going to a bar and a woman is there just like drinking and mm-hmm. you're just sitting there being sober.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel...
Doesn't feel great.
It doesn't, yeah. It, and it feels... It
like
if you're
on a list.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It feels like unsafe a little bit.
Uh-huh.
I would sometimes, depending on how much they're drinking.
Well, that's the big
thing. It's depending on how much they're drinking and how... If it's like a stranger, they're like, I don't know this fucking guy.
Right.
I'm not just going to get drunk around this guy who's staying sober.
I will say that I'm way more open to paying for someone's drinks, but this is a weird... This is a fine line, and I'm going to say something that's, I think it's a little, it can be perceived as really bad, where it's like, I've been on a date, and the woman had a singular drink,
yeah,
and then we kissed, and I like how women's, how they taste with booze on their lips. Like, I like how it, that's enticing me because I don't drink.
Okay.
And my brain goes like, oh, this is a bad thing. I've qualified drinking and even cigarettes once
as a bad thing.
As a bad thing, and it's kind of a turn on.
Okay.
But it's like, I can't say that I like how, you know, it's like, it makes it seem like I like drunk women. I'm not saying that at all. I got asked to be, no, I'm not going to say that either. Never mind. Anyway, I'll say it later.
Yeah, what the fuck?
But
yeah. So I don't think it's bad to be like, hey, this is my thing,
mm-hmm.
and I'm vegan, and I do it. Because primarily for moral reasons.
Yeah.
And it doesn't feel morally right to me to pay for meat.
Yeah.
Because because it's the weird thing where it's like you're at a place that serves meat. So all in all, your money's still going back.
Right.
To purchasing meat.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a good point.
But I think it's a thing where it's like you only.
It's your conscience.
It's your, yeah. So it's a thing where it's like, I'm okay with buying food from a place that sells meat. Buying vegan food from a place that sells meat.
Yep.
I do it all the time. And it's just because it's just a thing. It's just a thing you have to fucking deal with.
It's hard enough to be vegan, and I want people to go, oh, there's money in veganism. Stuff let me make more
meat. I think it's a thing,
stuff.
Yeah. So it's stuff like that. So I think it's the thing where it's like, if you're against it, you have to be open with it, but you also have to expect pushback.
That's a great point.
You have to expect.
Absolutely.
You have to expect pushback because it is kind of an odd thing.
It's not thing, and again, their friends might be like, "Well, you got."
But the,
dumb
I think the friend thing is who. Yeah, the friend thing is like it's like because women are dumb.
No, but
it's the thing where it's like that shit. You have to kind of get that out of your brain.
Right,
almost.
You got to push that to the side. But so yeah,
it's a thing where no, it's just like you have to be ready for pushback or for it to almost be like a turnoff.
Yeah,
to some
exactly.
people.
Yeah, don't get used to a lot of second dates, I guess.
I mean, who does?
I haven't had one in months.
Yeah,
so Scott, I would say die on your shield, my man.
Put it out who you are.
If you don't like it, makes you uncomfortable at all, just be honest about how you
feel. I haven't thought about it.
Never thought
I haven't thought about it in a long time, but I also haven't dated someone.
In general.
Ever. I haven't dated anyone that
couldn't
wasn't.
Be more single right
that
now.
That wasn't vegan or at least like.
Hot. Oh, sorry.
Super hot. But no, like, I feel like all of my girlfriends mm-hmm. have always been, like, if they weren't vegan, they were very okay with it.
Yeah, and that's not saying that whoever this person you're on a date with isn't okay with it. It's
yeah.
just it's the clean slate assumption. We don't know.
I have
nothing
no idea.
Either way.
So it's possible that it could come back.
Yeah. So, Scott, thanks for the question. Again, if you have any questions for us, feel free to DM either of us, or more preferably, email us at alittletimepod@gmail.com.
Okay. This question, before I say the question,
yep.
can I say both your brother and sister's first names?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So this is an email from your brother, Carlos.
Yeah.
It says,
who's getting out of the Army in a couple days. I'm so proud of him. I love
shout
him so
out.
Much.
And shout out to him for getting accepted into
the
Culinary Institute
of
whatever.
Napa?
In Napa, which is like a big
Hell
deal.
Yeah. Big deal. Yeah. He can't read.
He can't read, but you don't have to read
the
to cook.
The boy can't fucking read.
Listen.
But look, he's hot as hell.
As you have proven, your family can do pretty well
mm-hmm.
with not being able to know how to read.
Absolutely. We're all very physically attractive.
So as this is a question from your brother, Carlos. As vegans, do you find it weird that meat eaters don't all eat their steak rare? Remember Diego, when we went to Diana's restaurant and mom and dad got well
yeah.
done, ew, in parentheses, ew, uh-huh. steak, and I was so weirded out
yeah,
by it.
Yeah, I remember that. So the initial question is, am I weirded out that meat eaters don't eat it rare?
Yeah.
No.
Because it's just like a preference thing?
Yeah, it's just a preference thing. I think they're obviously from watching a lot of cooking shows. Each type of meat, I think, has a the best temperature.
Yeah.
Like to get out the most flavor.
So
of
steak,
it.
It's rare or medium,
medium
rare.
Yeah. But my parents, and I remember this growing up, are well done. Everything's well done.
Yeah.
I think it comes from a, like, we gotta get the fucking
poison.
Poison, whatever. With like things that live in water that can go in your
parasite.
Get all the parasite. You gotta cook them all out. Those
like
the
you
main
think
thing.
It's
I
from Colombia where it's like,
yeah, they don't have any fucking kind of like
yeah. There's no FDA.
Yeah, yeah.
Or anything
I think that's where it comes from. Their brain.
So they're just like, this is what I'm used to.
Yeah. I mean, the what he's mentioning is when I was last time I was back in Florida, all five of us were together: my parents, my sister, and my brother. And we went to the restaurant my sister works at, which is a Francis Malman restaurant. He's a very, very famous chef. Los Fuegos is a beautiful restaurant. And they got, it's a very meat restaurant. Like, it's all about the meat. They got this big meat platter thing, and my dad insisted on getting it well done.
I'm shocked that they did it.
Yeah.
If it's like this, like, nice meat restaurant, do you think they only may have done
they may have laughed, probably laughed at my family.
But do you think they did it because your sister works there?
Yeah. No, I mean, I feel like if you like, insist, like, they'll be like, hey, just so you know, you shouldn't be doing that. You should be doing this.
Yeah.
I think most people would take the recommendation of the people that can work there, that work there.
Yeah.
My father is not the most.
Of course not.
He's a Hispanic man. And I remember my brother being fucking pissed because it's like,
it's
such expensive, nice, you know, quote unquote, nice meat.
Yeah.
And he's like, we're wasting. This is a waste of food.
Yeah.
You know,
you've
ruined it. And it was so much meat. But the salad I had was phenomenal.
Yeah.
And I had a roasted cauliflower with rice and toasted almonds and a lemon cream sauce?
Yeah.
Like a lemon cashew cream sauce? One of the most delicious things I've ever eaten.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think it's a thing where it's like that specific thing doesn't weird me out.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess, I mean, because it's the thing now where it's like I don't do this now with vegan stuff. But I think it's a weird thing where like people will eat meat but not eat certain types of meat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because like, oh, it's weird. That's weird.
Yeah.
It's weird that to eat that animal. And mm-hmm. It's like, why?
Why is it weird? Well, the thing that happens a lot often is like, oh, they found out that this meat is horse meat. And I'm like, who the fucking is this shit? Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's meat.
It's just meat.
You think you're better than horse meat?
Yeah, what, are you above horse meat?
Listen, I know you.
Mm-hmm.
You're not better than horse meat.
You're worse than horse meat.
I would rather hang out with horse meat than you. Than most
horses
people.
Can run fast.
Yeah. No, I want to hang out with ground horse meat
more
than you. I just want to sit on the couch with a pot, with a container of ground horse meat and watch television instead of hanging
out. Yeah, I don't think that's weird. I mean, I don't think it's weirder than eating pork or beef. And I also find it very funny. I can't remember who's made this point to me that there's a layer hiding meat where it's not cow, it's beef. It's not pig, it's pork. We add a layer of language between the product to kind of desensitize how it was a creature. It was a living being.
Like, this is veal. You're like, oh, that's baby cow.
Baby cow. Yeah, I remember I fucking very much. I clearly remember learning that.
Yeah.
We were at Olive Garden. I was 12 or 13. And looking at the menu, I'm like, I don't know what this word is.
Yeah.
And then the waiter's like, it's veal. It's he just kept putting his hands smaller. And I'm like, it's like a cow. But like, I'm like, what are you doing right now? And he's like, it's like a baby. And I'm like, what? Are you a fucking asshole? A baby cow. Baby. A baby?
Suckling from the teat.
Yeah. He's like, no, don't worry. We hold it down and it can't
don't
walk.
Worry, we put it in a cage.
Oh, you fucking villains. But yeah, I think it's a weird thing. So no, that doesn't weird me out. I think it's funny how mad I find it very funny my brother getting so mad at that very fancy restaurant.
That is very funny.
But I don't give a shit.
What the fuck? Come on.
Yeah, yeah. Because it was, I think a lot of things was family style. So you couldn't get your own portion.
So you also had to hit your mom?
Yeah. But yeah. I don't know. That's about it for the question on my part.
I don't think it's weird, but I think eating, because I think it's a thing where it's like, I think eating meat is weird.
Yeah.
In general.
Yeah.
So the minutia of anything inside eating meat
being anything
I don't even
weirder.
Think I very rarely think about it in general. Do you? Because I have this thing in my head now.
A tumor?
It's growing. But it's just an arrow sticking through, but it's not even the Steve Martin one. It's just a real arrow sticking through. But it's a thing where it's like, I don't even view, because I watch cooking shows all the time.
Yeah.
But I don't view meat as like now, because I haven't eaten meat in over a decade. I don't even view meat as like
potential food for me. Like, I look at beef the same way I look at dog food.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where I go, like, that's for somebody else.
That's not even an option.
That's not food for me.
Yeah, I don't see it anymore.
And sometimes I'll grab stuff at the store, and I'll just be like, because it's in my head, everything's vegan, because mm-hmm. that's the only stuff I buy.
Right.
But then I go to a store, and I'll just, like, grab something, and I'll be like, look at me. Pork rinds, or like, you know, like something like that, and I have to be like, "Oh no!" Or just like a cake or something.
Sure. Like, I got mad the other day when like there was like a weird like an almond, like a bag of almonds that are like a special kind of flavor.
Yeah,
and they had like milk in them. Like, get the fuck out! You get out of here! You're not. Yeah. Get out of this! Let me have this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's
what I always get mad when there's like flavored. I mean, I very rarely eat them, but like. Flavored sunflower seeds. I'm like, I just want to eat them.
Yeah, I just want sunflower seeds.
Sunflower seeds with a flavor on them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
What a night.
What a night. What a fucking podcast.
What
this
a downer.
This is a dream come true for me.
This is
do a podcast with my best friend.
I love it.
I think that if you look, because we were, I made a request during the last podcast to get us to 50 reviews. We did that.
We got it?
Yeah, we got to 50 reviews. Let me double check.
That's beautiful.
I think that's a lot. To do with our good friend Jesse posting about us. But I would like to now get to a higher number because that means more. I've learned this. I've pushed around some numbers and let me tell you, they don't like doing it. But yeah, we got to 50 reviews. I don't know. Well, they dropped down again. Okay, never mind. We're 48. I thought we got to 50. That might have been a dream of mine. Okay. Might happen in a dream, to be honest. Yeah. We're at 48. Right now it's Thursday, and if you're listening to this.
Yeah.
If by next time we have a podcast, we got to a number that we liked, we would tell you. I don't know. If you leave a review, I'll read it. How about that? Is that cool?
Yeah.
Put your Twitter handle in the review. That way somebody might listen to your Twitter. If you make it funny, someone would like it.
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt you. Just do it. Thank you so much.
Dude.
Yeah.
I just opened up Twitter really quickly, and I just saw this. So, do you remember Anthony Scaramucci?
Yeah, of course. Who can forget the Mooch?
The Mooch? He is going to be on Celebrity Big Brother.
Ew.
That's so funny to me.
I didn't know there was this thing as Celebrity Big Brother.
Oh, yeah.
We'll talk about that soon. We'll save that for the next episode.
Yeah.
And that we call a cliffhanger in the biz because we're both going to die.
All right. Good night. We love you so much. At Micah Brucey.
At this Diego Lopez. At little, God damn it, Bear Machine, Brain Machine Networks and Bear with Life. Damn it.
No, God, listen, you get one plug. Now you fucking, your
one.
Fucking personal one can suck a cock.
Yeah, suck two cocks.
At Bear with Life.
Bear with Life, but also Brain Machine Network, BrainMachineNetwork.com. We have a lot of information on there. Every day there's a giveaway for a free PlayStation 4, so check it out.
Dude, what the fuck? I want a PlayStation 4 so bad.
Picture of
so bad.
Asterix, it's a photograph of a PlayStation 4, and honestly, it's a drawing.
At A Little Time Pod.
A Little Time Pod. A Little Time Pod.
A Little Time Pod at gmail.com. Please rate, review, and subscribe. Tell your friends. Tell your foes. I don't care who. I don't care your personal relationship to the people that review us.
That's true. Find me on Tinder.
Don't, if you find me on Tinder, it's a bot, and you should fuck the bot.
Fuck the bot. Fuck the bot.
Okay, good night. We love you. Bye.
Welcome to BrainMachineNetwork.com.